604 Y101, Adam and Allison, Tuesday morning, March 28th, 2023. Allison's here. We're both live and ready to go. If you want to join the show, 601-995-1017 is how you get a hold of us. Feel free to give us a call or send us a text. Allison, how many glasses of water did you spill this morning?
I spilled zero.
That's
so
good.
Far, knock on wood.
Good, good.
Yeah, yesterday I had a terrible start to the day. First thing I did, wake up, spill water. And then as I'm rushing out the door, spill a glass of water again.
Yeah, but no water spilled today?
Knock on wood.
Good.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's Tuesday, and I know you have a theory that Tuesday's like the worst day.
Because the worst.
It's, you know, you're furthest from the weekend.
Right. You can bask in the weekend glow on Monday, but Tuesday, it's like, what is this day even for?
So I wanted to add a little like a sparkle, a little pizzazz
Okay.
to my Tuesday to make it better. So I decided to like completely redo all my jewelry.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. I did notice you have some dangling chains from your ears.
I do.
Do those have a special name or anything? Like not.
No.
I didn't know if that was like a type of earring or
dangly
something.
Dangly earrings. All I've ever heard them called. But yeah, I've got like hoops. I got dangles.
Wow.
I got budjangles. You know, I got everything.
I think you can kind of hear it whenever you move your head. Move your head around. See if we can hear. Kind of, a little bit, not really.
No, not at all.
601-995-1017. If you would like to join the show, we'd love to have you be our first caller of the day. Let us know what you're up to. Why are you up all early already? It's not even 7 o'clock yet. What are you doing up? 601-995-1017 is our phone number. It is Adam and Allison with Chris Brown. 608-Y101, Adam and Allison, thank you for being here. And thank you, Terrence, for calling. What's up? What are you doing up already?
Not much. The reason I'm up early just to listen to you guys.
Aw, shucks. Thanks, man. We appreciate that.
Now, Allison, why don't you have yourself a thermos or like a bottle or bottled water, you know?
Well, I do have bottled water at work, but at home, I just, you know, pour in a cup and set the cup near me.
And then you pour the cup all over the floor.
Unfortunately, that's what happened yesterday morning. Yeah, I had my cup of water next to my bedside table. First thing I did whenever I was waking up looking for my glasses, boom, spilled the water. And another cup of water was on the counter, and whenever I was packing up stuff yesterday, boom, knocked it over.
Oh, geez. You probably waste as much water. You probably end up drowning or vaporizing in it.
Thank you so much for the call, Terrence. We appreciate you being up early with us. And Allison, before we just started talking now, said, oh, well, Terrence called. We're not going to get to talk about how I almost killed somebody. And I was like, no, we will certainly have time to talk about how you almost killed somebody. How did you almost kill somebody?
I was on my way to work, and I was about to get on 55.
Okay.
Well, there was a man that I didn't see that was trying to get away from 55, very smart, but he was walking. He had like a little suitcase with him. And it was very dark. There weren't a lot of lights in that area. So I did not see him until I was like right up on him. And I'm like trying to get some speed because I'm about to get on 55. I don't want to be going 20 miles an hour. You know,
right.
I want to be cooking.
Yeah.
And luckily I saw him. And luckily, like, he just froze. He saw my headlights.
Deer in headlights.
He saw me coming quick. And he froze. And I swerved. But I don't know if I might have given him a heart attack. Like, I would have had a heart attack if that was me and some car was coming up on me like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a scary morning. I was like, whoa, that was a person.
Yeah, yeah. Stop walking on those roads where people aren't supposed to be walking. Like, just knock it off.
Yeah, 55 is not a road to walk on, especially like in the middle of the night. I mean, it wasn't, but like 4:30 is basically the middle of the night. Like, let's wait till daylight. Let's cross at crosswalks.
Yeah, yeah.
To be safe.
I mean, there's always stories on the news of people getting hit on like the interstates around here.
Yeah, they say
stop walking on them.
Mississippi, I think, is like the worst state for pedestrian accident. It's scary.
Yeah, that is scary. That would have been
the worst way to start my day. I have to admit, like, I thought about that. I was like, man, I wouldn't be going to work right now.
Yeah, no. Nope.
The police would be coming.
Nope. He'd be having a conversation.
He'd be having a very difficult conversation.
Right, right.
Be the worst.
They'd be questioning you about your dangly earrings and everything. Like, now, were these earrings, was that a distraction? Was your head weighed down to the one side?
Oh. Were you distracted by the noise?
Oh, that's shouldn't be funny, but it's kind of funny.
It's not funny, but there's humor in it because nothing bad happens.
Exactly. Good morning to Zach, who just texted us and said, "You guys rock. We appreciate you, Zach." 601-995-1017 if you would like to join the show this morning.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
619 Y101, Adam and Allison, and I had a bit of a hard time falling asleep last night. It was kind of one of those nights. I feel really good because I took a nap yesterday afternoon, so I think I'm net even at about 7-8 hours of sleep. So I think I'm good, and I don't feel like I'm dragging at all. But I was hearing some kind of a sound from some kind of an animal. I have no idea what it was. And it sounded like a person screaming.
Okay.
But I don't think it was a person screaming. It almost sounded like those goats who scream like humans.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like, this was the sound that I was trying to go to sleep to last night. Like, just off in the distance, I could just barely hear it.
Be a little scary.
I had no idea what it was. I still don't. And there were multiple times where I was like, I should get up and try to record this so I can play it on the show tomorrow. But then I was like, if I get up, then I'm going to be up for 2 hours because I'm going to, you know, get myself all worked up, try to figure out what this noise is. But have you ever heard anything like that since we've moved to Mississippi?
I haven't necessarily, but I remember whenever I was living in England, I wasn't victim to it, but a lot of people were victim to, like, foxes just screaming outside of their window.
I see foxes all the time.
So it could have been a fox.
Ah.
It could have been a fox. Yeah, they'll scream.
What does the fox say?
That.
It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. Some big changes coming to MTV, by the way. Somebody is leaving a show. Tell you next. 627, Adam and Allison, Y101. We're banding together to help our neighbors to the north who were affected by the tornadoes last week. We've teamed up with Broadmoor Baptist Church. There are volunteers waiting for you to make a donation of some relief items at the Madison Lowe's and the Madison Colony Crossing Kroger. And if you want more info, just text the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017. But it does take a village. We all have to come together and help out our friends in need. There is some changes coming to MTV's Ridiculousness.
Oh, wow. That's still on the air?
Apparently, it's still on the air.
Wow, going strong.
You know, Chanel West Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows her pretty much exclusively from her laugh. Chanel West Coast is leaving MTV. She signed a new deal with Paramount Media Networks, and she's going to be working on scripted and unscripted projects, but she's breaking away.
Wow.
From Ridiculousness.
Wow. Lucky her.
Yeah, how about it?
She, lucky her.
She also has a record deal, or she's recorded music with Snoop Dogg, Robin Thicke, and Ty Dolla $ign. I remember one time I was working in Pennsylvania somewhere, and a club brought her in for a performance, and she was like 4.5 hours late or something. The guy, the promoter or whatever, was waiting for her at the airport 2 hours away from where she was set to perform, didn't show up for a long time, was apparently just smoking various products the entire trip up, and the guy was all nervous, like, that's not legal here in Pennsylvania, you can't be doing that. But I asked just before we went on the air, I feel like we've talked about Chanel West Coast before, and I feel like you've always had a story.
Yeah, I mean, I remember her mostly from Fantasy Factory.
Okay.
The two things that have stuck in my brain for all these years for some reason is the time that Robin Big entered a grilled cheese competition. They ended up spending like $500 on different cheeses and breads so they would try to win. And Chanel thought it'd be a really good idea to bring some of her friends and do like a cheer routine.
Okay.
And then the second thing is just her little pig that she brought on Fantasy Factory.
So you also said that Chanel West Coast and I have a connection of sorts?
I think so. I just noticed this today, but I think sometimes you have the Chanel West Coast laugh.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you do the kind of like.
Wait a second. I do not laugh like that. I'm in disbelief.
Sometimes you do. You just did it earlier. Like, I feel like we're going to have to pull it and compare because definitely earlier that laugh came out of you.
Can somebody text and confirm that I do not have the Chanel West Coast laugh? 601-995-1017. Because I almost set up this segment as, you know, the girl with the terrible, annoying laugh on ridiculousness. And you're telling me I laugh like Chanel West Coast?
Just sometimes.
That sucks.
I'd say it's like a third of the time that you laugh.
That I don't think that that's true at all.
But now anybody listening, like, just wait for Adam to laugh and let's see if it comes out. I feel like it's going to come out before the end of the show.
Oh, it better not. That was more of a Chanel West Coast laugh than I do.
You have one. It sounds exactly like her. If she was a dude, that's exactly what it would sound like.
Please text and just to confirm that I don't have an annoying laugh. Is it an annoying laugh?
It's not annoying. It's kind of cute.
Well.
It's like a little girl laugh.
I am not laughing.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
642 Y101. Adam and Allison, my good friend Allison, just made a shocking allegation. To me, we were talking about how Chanel West Coast is leaving ridiculousness. She has her own production deal or something with Paramount Media Networks. And I was almost going to say, you know, Chanel West Coast, the girl on ridiculousness with the annoying laugh. And then you said what, Allison?
You sometimes, like a third of the time, have the Chanel West Coast laugh.
Sorry, turned your mic.
You have the Chanel West Coast laugh.
So I went back and I pulled some tape, as the old timers would say, and I have a few different times that I laughed on the show.
Okay.
Three to be exact. Lifestyle.
Close. That's it. That last one.
That's really?
It. Yeah. That's it.
That is not it. That's not fair.
That's it?
That is not fair. Huh. It's Adam and Allison. Y101. 646 Y101. Adam and Allison. Just to take you behind the scenes a little bit. Pretty much every day, I will get multiple requests from people wanting to come on the show and be interviewed. And I think it's just like a mass email that they send out to all radio hosts everywhere. But I got one yesterday, and it made me mad. And I want to know if it makes you mad, too.
Okay.
This angered me whenever I read this email, 601-995-1017. It says, "Hi, Adam. Handwritten notes used to be commonplace back in the day, but now that is usually reserved for the holidays or birthdays, and even then, sometimes we just sign our name to a card and don't write anything else. Even thank you notes have become extinct for many people today. We are so out of practice, it can be challenging to think of what to write. Artificial intelligence, or AI, to the rescue. It can now help anyone who wants to send a note but just can't find the right words to tell Aunt Betty how much they like the platter she bought from the wedding registry, or to say sorry to the neighbors for backing over their flower beds and taking out their mailbox. Would you be interested in putting the new Hallmark AI to the test and seeing how it can send birthday, thank you, and other types of notes to people? I'm happy to offer an interview with David Walks, the founder and CEO of Handywritten." So this is a company that basically wants to, like, automate with artificial intelligence sending your friends and family member birthday cards, thank you notes, just any kind of note, and making your family member think that it's from you. This made me so mad.
Why?
Because if I got a birthday card from somebody and I was like, they paid a service to write me that, they couldn't even come up with any words for me, they let a robot tell me happy birthday, I would rather get nothing.
Oh, wow. You and I are different people.
Really?
I mean, I don't really care if I get anything, but I am thinking like, man, I want to take this a step further. Like, I don't keep up with people's birthdays on Facebook. I don't keep up with anything ever. But I could see myself, you know, like just download all that information into the little app and the app will do it for you on Facebook. It's wishing your friends happy birthday for you. And it could send like a little message and your family that you just don't pay attention to anymore. Like it could send cards, like it could remember all that stuff and do all the work and you just get the credit and you are like, you know what?
Yeah, but what if you got a note from somebody that you hadn't heard from in a long time? Maybe it's like an instant messenger or whatever. Or a Facebook DM or something like that. And you're so happy to hear from that person that you haven't heard from in a long time. Aren't you going to be offended if you find out that, oh, that was actually just a robot and an automated message that made me think that that person was thinking of me, but they actually weren't thinking of me?
No.
Really?
No. There's like a couple people that I could see that I would be excited about hearing from that I haven't heard from in a long time.
But you wouldn't mind if they just commissioned a robot to send you a message?
No.
That's good enough for you?
Yeah.
Wow. Am I the weird one here? Or is Allison the weird one? Who's the weird one? Because one of us is definitely weird on this. But I would be so offended if somebody sent me a thank you note for something.
What if it's me? What if I, because I'm really interested in this. Like, are you going to be mad if I start using this service and like...
To communicate with me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. My really good friend Allison can't even come up with the words to say to me to say thank you for whatever.
Yeah, or like happy birthday. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
That would be a big deal.
Yeah. Yes,
oh,
it would.
Wow.
It's so impersonal.
I might be on thin ice here soon then.
601-995-1017. Say you get a birthday card and you find out that it was artificial intelligence who sent you that birthday card. Are you offended? Yes or no? 601-995-1017. Give us a call and let us know who the weird one is here. You can text us too, but do not use artificial intelligence to respond.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
The text line is totally split whether or not this AI technology being used for thank you notes and birthday cards and stuff like that. Apparently, you don't even have to tell people thank you anymore. A robot will do it for you. There's a company. Text line totally split whether or not that's a good or a bad idea. I don't know. It's interesting, and I hate it. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison.
Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison. Allison and I are totally in disagreement on this. There's a new service. I think it's called Hallmark of AI. The whole thing is, instead of sending a personal thank you note or a personal birthday card, just get artificial intelligence to do it for you. They'll write something out real sweet, and you'll get the credit for it to that person that you want to wish a happy birthday to. I would be so upset and so offended if I found out that I was getting AI birthday cards or AI thank you notes. Like, come on. But Allison's all for it.
Yeah, I think why not? I wouldn't be upset if I found out that something that somebody sent me was from AI, like wishing me a happy birthday or whatever. All good.
Jennifer is the tiebreaker on the text line. She says, I think it is impersonal, but you do have to take the time to remember to tell the AI to send the message. I'm good with that, at least. I was thought about. Like it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, the absolute minimal amount of thought possible. I guess that counts for something.
But see, that's why I want to take the AI a step further, because I don't even want to have to think. Like, I'll give it all the information once, and then you do you. Yeah. Algorithm it up, bro.
Well, switching gears, it's almost time for the Good Vibe Tribe. What has you in a good mood this morning? Maybe you got a birthday card from somebody, and maybe it was a legit birthday card, not an AI birthday card. And you're like, oh my gosh, that person was thinking of me. 601-995-1017. Give us a call and let us know why you're smiling, what has you in a good mood, what you're happy about on this Tuesday. 601-995-1017. You can call or text the show, but spread that positivity to the rest of the metro. Let's go. Y101, Adam and Allison. Speaking of good vibes, did you see Selena Gomez apparently is trying to call off the dog? dogs, so to speak, on Hailey Bieber. She's like, no more bullying Hailey Bieber.
Aww.
It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. And the good vibe story of the day. This should make you smile.
There was an organization that we both became really familiar with in Panama City Beach after Hurricane Michael came through and pretty much obliterated our town. It was really awful, but there was a group that came in and they were there to help, and we got to know them, and they even started a local chapter in the Panhandle, and it's called Comeback Coolers. Mm-hmm. And I just found out that Comeback Coolers is actually a Mississippi Native group. They were originally founded in 2016, and they went to go help some victims, some flood victims in Louisiana. And since 2016, they've just been growing and expanding. And then I remember in Panama City after the hurricane in 2018, Comeback Coolers was there for everything.
Yeah.
They were trying to get as many people locally in that area to help. So to know that they've expanded that far in that time is so awesome. And they're at it again. So they went out. They've started collecting donations and packing dozens of coolers with drinks, oranges, supplies, decorating them with positive messages, and taking them to the people in Mississippi that were affected by the tornadoes. And this is just the first batch. Like,
wow.
This is the local chapter that got their coolers there. There's more on their way. And it's just, I know how much those mean.
Yeah.
I know how much they see. I remember the first time I saw them, you think, oh, it's kind of silly. This little cooler packed with goodies and positive messages. Who really wants to do that? It means everything when you've lost everything. To think that somebody would take time out of their day. It, kind of talking about like the handwritten notes, like somebody took time out of their day to decorate the cooler, put something positive on it, fill it with things that they might like, and then that's what you get. I don't know. It's like emotional, but happy emotional.
Yeah, yeah. And anytime there was a disaster anywhere, I remember because I would do the commercials for it, like back in the day, Comeback Coolers would hold events to collect supplies and coolers and everything. So yeah, that's awesome that they're helping out with the people up in the Delta, so to speak.
Absolutely. And I've seen firsthand the good work that they do. Because
yeah.
Like I said, we worked with them when they were the people bringing the coolers to our neighbors, friends, and family in Panama City. And now we're getting to see them help out our friends, family, and neighbor in Mississippi.
If you would like to help out, you can text the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017. We'll text you back a link with all the info you need on how you, if you're able to help out the victims of the tornadoes from last week in northern Mississippi, text AID to 601-995-1017. We also want you to text us anything you're in just a general good mood about. Could be something huge like an engagement, or something small like a good report card from your kid's school.
It's
anything.
Tuesday. Tuesdays are hard.
Yep.
It's not necessarily going to go well, but let's start it on a good note, okay?
601-995-1017. Call now to join the Good Vibe Tribe and spread some positivity to the rest of Central Mississippi.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, it's Adam and Allison and the Good Vibe Tribe, 601-995-1017. Avery's in for a quick shout out for Good Vibe Tribe. Why are you in a good mood?
Because we get to drop my dog off at the groomer so he can get his toothbrush.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Whenever you're home from school, Avery, your dog won't have stinky breath anymore.
I think our dogs might meet because that's my plan for my baby after work is to take him to go get his teethies brushed too.
Regan sends us a text message that says good vibes because it's my last time taking the ACT today. And Regan's last text said good vibes because it's only 97 days until graduation. That was from 2 months ago. So I have a feeling Regan is counting down the days.
And good luck on your ACT. Zach also texted in. He has an interview possibly next week to where he could get a $10,000 to $15,000 raise from what he's making now. So let's send some good vibes his way that he gets that job and it ends up being amazing.
This text was just so nice. I wanted to share it. It gave me like a personal good vibe. It says, you and Allison are doing a great job. Thank you. It's always good to get that kind of a reassurance, like,
And Tara sent in a little bit of a good vibe challenge. She says that she's a manager, and for lunch today, she's going to do breakfast for lunch for all her coworkers, do a $10 donation, and she's hoping that other people do that, and she's going to take that donation to the Gluckstadt PD so they can use it for tornado relief.
Beautiful. Love that. Let's say hi to Kroger. Chris, what are your good vibes this morning, buddy?
Hey, yeah, I know I work at the Kroger and Connie Crossing, and, you know, we're one of the locations you're taking up donations for the tornado disaster relief.
Yes.
And we have a tractor trailer set up in the front of the store, and, you know, people bringing in donations. And as I was working throughout the day, I mean, it just people were walking around with the little flyers of what was needed. And you just couldn't help but smile when you saw all these customers, you know, holding up the list, knowing that they were buying products for that. And I left work about 4:30, and you know those big, you know, watermelon bins we have at stores.
Mm-hmm.
We left about 4:30, and I think they were filling up bin number 10.
Oh, wow,
that's so awesome!
I mean, it was just awesome. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just amazement. You know, just how, you know, when disasters happen like this, the community rallies together and just goes full force. So,
incredible!
I mean, it was just, yeah, it was just awesome to see.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I'm glad that that's the I wasn't sure which Kroger you worked at, Kroger Chris, but I'm glad that it's that one, and I'm glad you could give us some on-the-scene reporting of how that drive for relief supplies is going.
Yeah, most definitely, and y'all may confirm this, but I think it's going to be out there today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Y'all can confirm that or not. So,
yeah,
two more days, and, you know, hopefully, you know, by the time it leaves, that trailer is full.
Thank you so much, Chris. You have a great day.
I appreciate you guys.
Take it easy. And if you want more info, maybe you're not exactly sure what Chris was talking about there, text the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017.
Got another text in that says, good vibes because it's science fair day at my school.
Oh, awesome. Christine says, my good vibe is that I'm in my second week of my new job, and I am loving it.
Yay, that's the best news.
One more text. Great vibe. I said yes to the dress on Saturday. I'm obsessed with it and can't stop staring at photos of it. Congratulations, Ashley. That's awesome.
That is so awesome. I wonder how many days until the wedding.
Ooh, that's a good question. And Ashley, if you could send us a picture, is that bad luck to send pictures of yourself in a wedding dress?
No, I think we can see the dress. It's just the future groom.
I gotcha.
Cannot see the dress.
What a great good vibe tribe today.
Yay!
Love that. If you have any last minute ones and want to text us about it, 601-995-1017. It is Adam and Allison on Y101 at 627. Y101, Adam and Allison. It's almost time for Cash in a Flash, your chance at free money. And we're matching whatever you win to help the relief efforts of Broadmoor Baptist Church as well. So if you win $80, we also make an $80 donation to the tornado relief efforts. So that is awesome. We'll do that in just a second. And then right after Cash in a Flash, it's time for another DM Dilemma.
So we're calling this person Dina, and Dina believes that her dog may be ruining her love life.
Interesting. I don't think that you should be allowing your dog to ruin your love life, but I can't wait to get into what Dina has to say.
Yeah, I think there may be one reason to let your dog have a say about your love life, and this might be the one time.
We'll get into that in less than 20 minutes or so.
Adam and Allison on Y101. Y101, Cash in a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
Good morning, Tom. What's going on? What you doing?
Well, taking my son to a golf match over at Bay Point. Plays for MRA's golf team.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Wow, yeah. So are you taking the day off work to do that?
No, I'm gonna put in a little work, maybe play a little later.
There you go. There you go. Love that. Well, let's see if we could get around the golf paid for with Cash in a Flash this morning. You know how this works. We got 10 questions. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
All right, I got it.
In 3, 2, 1, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
What day of the week is Easter on?
Sunday.
What is 75% of 12?
8.
Name one of the actors who played a police officer in the movie Superbad.
Pass.
What does an airplane take off and land on?
Tarmac.
What number do you call only in emergency situations?
911.
Spell excuse.
E-X-C-U-S-E.
What time is the 520 phrase to win?
5 o'clock.
Name the Y101 artist who just released a song called Eyes Closed.
Pat.
This is the term for the person who yells out the numbers during a bingo game.
The caller.
All right, time. Let's go over to Allison and see how much money you're walking away with.
Okay, so we did pass on a few. Name one of the actors who played a police officer in the movie Superbad. That would have been either Bill Hader or Seth Rogen. And we also passed on name the Y101 artist who just released a new song called Eyes Closed. That is Ed Sheeran. And if you like Ed Sheeran at all, it's an amazing song. And then we got a couple wrong. What time is the 520 phrase to win? That is at 520.
Oops.
520.
Oops.
What is 75% of 8 or of 12? That is 8. And
no, he said it was 8.
I said 8.
Yeah, he said 8.
Yeah, he said 8. It was 9. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's a Tuesday. And then what does an airplane take off and land on? That is a runway.
I got you.
So we are still walking away with, let's see, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $50.
$50 to you, $50 to help out the folks in Mississippi who faced the tornadoes on Friday night. All in all, a pretty great Tuesday. Congratulations and thanks for listening.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day, Tom. Enjoy the golf course. Hopefully you can stay dry. Next on the show, a new DM dilemma. And Dina has a question about dating and her dog.
Yeah, she thinks her dog is trying to ruin her chances at dating.
We will get into that. Should she listen to her heart or her dog? We'll find out next. And we need your advice for Dina as well. Keep listening for the DM Dilemma less than 10 minutes away.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
754 Y101, Adam and Allison, 601-995-1017. If you have any advice to offer dog mom Dina, this morning's DM Dilemma. The DM says, hey, A&A, my dating life is always a dilemma. Here's what's happening now. I met a guy on Bumble, and we have been on 2 dates. He seems nice, but I don't know him that well. I want to go on a 3rd date, but I'm concerned because my dog hates him. My dog is normally the friendliest dog in the world, but whenever this guy came to pick me up for a date, my dog would not stop growling and barking like she was ready to attack. Can my dog sense something that I can't, or is she just trying to ruin my love life? What would you say to dog mom Dina? Should she take her dog's advice or should she go with her heart and go on a 3rd date with this guy? 601-995-1017.
I would trust the dog. My dog Sealy is exactly the same as this dog in the sense that he is the nicest dog. He wants to be everybody's best friend, mm-hmm. and he thinks the same of everyone. And there have been 2 people that we've walked by that he did not like. And I was like, that is not a good person. So I would 100% trust my dog.
Okay. Here's what I will say about this. If you trust your dog to know whether or not somebody is a good person, you're probably thinking your dog is pretty smart. You've got a pretty smart dog, right?
I mean, I think he has a good intuition. Smart may not be the right word.
Don't you think that your dog or dog mom Dina's dog would be able to sense the fact that maybe the dog's mom won't be around as often if she starts seeing a new guy? Do you think that it's possible that this dog is already jealous and is like, I am gonna nip this in the bud, so to speak, and get rid of it and make sure that she does not see this guy anymore. I'm going to make my mommy think that this guy is a bad guy and I don't like it. I mean, we're giving dogs a lot of credit for being able to tell things about people. I just think with that attitude, you kind of have to look out for them being jealous and them wanting you to be alone and single forever so you have time to, devote all your energy to your dog.
I mean, I could see that there are jealous animals out there, so I would just then suggest, like, do they do this to every date you bring home, or is it just this one guy? Because, like, for my dog, Sealy, I think he wants to invite every person we meet out on a walk to come live with us because he hates being alone, so he'd be happy to have somebody to share. He doesn't want me to be single anymore, but I would trust him for sure.
Lindsay says animals always know. Trust the dog and run. They can sense and feel things that humans can't. The simple fact she picked up on something is reason enough to end it.
Cut the guy out.
I can't believe that. There is not one text that agrees with me. Oh, my gosh.
Everybody says, trust your dog. Run.
601-995-1017. Should Dog Mom Dina trust the dog, or do you think it's possible the dog is just jealous?
Ooh.
What?
We just got a text.
Oh, do you have a quick tease?
It's somebody who doesn't agree with the masses.
Uh-oh. Somebody on my side.
Somebody on your side.
I love whenever that happens. 601-995-1017. Call now. 803-Y101. Adam and Allison, fake name Dog Mom Dina, is seeing a guy she met on Bumble. And they've been on two dates. She likes him, but her dog does not. And she DM'd us to ask if she should go with her dog's instincts or go with her heart. 601-995-1017. I think that if we all agree that dogs are smart creatures, I think they're smart enough to know that if you get in a new relationship, you're all of a sudden going to have less time for the dog. So they are going to try to nip that in the bud, whether or not the guy's a good or a bad dude.
I mean, as a dog mom myself, with a dog who's also just really friendly, loves people typically, there's been a few people that he has not loved, and I trust him. I would say, time for me to run.
Lindsay sent us a text, and she's on hold so she could tell her story. But her story might be enough to kind of change my mind a little bit. We'll get into that in just a second.
So Trish texted in. I think she's on your side, Adam. She says, trust your heart. Sometimes dogs just don't like anything that causes their owners to be leaving, like the sound of keys. So maybe the dog is just associating this guy with the owner leaving. She said, maybe you should try taking the dog on a date and see how it goes. Lacey has an idea that I feel like is kind of on point for women. We like to test guys. Maybe now she should start testing her dog. She says, go on a date with a different guy and see how the dog acts.
Ah.
Test the dog.
That's hilarious. All right, let's go and talk to Lindsay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm driving around delivering car parts.
Awesome. Well, I was blown away by the story you told us over the text. Allison has not read it yet, but whoa. Tell us what happened.
Well, I met this guy on a dating app, and, we talked for probably a month before we actually met in person. And, we went out a couple times, and, he met, my dogs, and one of my dogs just would not have anything to do with him. She would either get aggressive or she would run and completely hide whenever he was around, and I started picking up on it, and I was like, I trust my dogs. I trust animals more than I trust people, and that's pretty bad. But I finally, I explained to him, I was like, I'm not in a good place right now for a relationship. I appreciate it, but I'm just going to end things, and we're going to let it go. Well, about 6 or 7 months later, I was on Facebook, and I was reading through, and I found an article about a girl that had been kidnapped by two guys and ended up in the hospital, being assaulted. And I started reading the article, and when I saw the names in the article, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So it was that guy and one of his buddies, and this was a girl he met on a dating app, and they went out a couple times, and then that happened. And I was like, well, I guess I dodged a bullet. Thank you to the dogs.
Yeah, your dog saved your life pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much, because, you don't know who you're meeting on, you know, date naps these days. You know, you can see pretty pictures and, you know, a good bio, but, I mean, he could have a wife and kids that you don't know about, or he could have a mean streak or a violent, you know, history. Yeah. They don't do background checks on Tinder or Bumble or any of that, so you really don't know who you're getting involved with until it's possibly too late.
Thank you so much for the call, Lindsay. Crazy story.
Yeah, I think if Dog Mom Dina hears anything, she should listen to that story and maybe cut this guy loose. There are other fish in the Bumble Sea, my dear.
Gosh, thank God for that dog, though.
Yeah, right?
Lindsay's dog is a true hero. Next on the show, it's not cuffing season anymore. It's fielding season.
No, not another dating term.
Yeah, we'll get into it next. Y101, Adam and Allison at 810. Allison, if somebody had never heard the term cuffing season before, how would you explain cuffing season to somebody?
I don't even remember what cuffing season is.
Oh, cuffing season runs from like September until March or so. And it's whenever people are looking to get in relationships with somebody and, you know, cuff themselves to them so they have somebody warm to snuggle with in the winter months.
Well, this sounds a little weird. Okay. But yeah, this is bringing back memories.
Well, cuffing season is coming to an end.
It's over.
It's now fielding season.
Oh, gosh. What is fielding season?
It's exactly what it sounds like. Pretty much the opposite. Yep. The opposite of cuffing season. You're playing the field. You're going on lots of dates with lots of different people, seeing what's out there, getting in preparation for cuffing season, I would say.
I would say that our DM dilemma, Dog Mom Dina, should definitely be fielding season.
Yeah.
Playing the field. She should play the field.
Interesting. I have never, ever in my life of looking for a partner, I've never put any weight into, it'll be the wintertime. I'd love to have somebody. Or, I don't want to have anybody because it's the springtime. Like, that makes no sense to me. I don't get into either fielding season or cuffing season. None of it.
My only experience with dating by the seasons was my first ever boyfriend in high school dumped me right before summer break, and all my friends were like, he dumped you so he could be single for summer. And that's when I found out that dating seasons were a thing.
Yeah. I mean, I know like deer have mating season. I know animals have. Is it like that? Does the whole season thing, does it come down to biology? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
In the animal world, there are certain times of years that animals are getting together and making babies.
I mean, maybe. I think for this, it was more just the fact that, like, we weren't going to be in school anymore. It was going to be summer break. There'd be more time for dating, more time for girls, maybe vacations where you might want to meet some girls. So that was kind of the suspicion among my friends that I got dumped. So that way, if my then boyfriend wanted to hang out with a girl over summer break, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
He could.
No biggie.
Yeah.
So, from your experience, fielding season is kind of a thing.
Well, yeah, I didn't want it to be, though.
If you are planning on taking advantage of fielding season, I would love to hear from you. 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
We were just talking about fielding season and how we are in fielding season. And whenever it comes to dating, fielding season is all about playing the field and seeing what's out there. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. And I bring that up again because I think Harry Styles taking full advantage of fielding season.
Oh, I'm sure it's very easy to, when you're Harry Styles, play the field literally whenever you feel like it.
Fielding season may be year-round for guys like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
But there was just that story that he was dating that Australian influencer, Yan Yan Chan. And now there's a new story that he was violently making out with Emily Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski?
Ratajkowski is how you pronounce it. It is. She's Polish.
Well, it's okay. My mind is like exploding right now.
Yeah, they were like.
I like them as a couple. Like, let's do it. Let's make it a thing.
Well, who knows? Who knows? I'm feeling bad for Yan Yan Chan.
Well, I mean, she got her 15 minutes.
Yan Yan, if you need a shoulder, if you need a shoulder to cry on, Australian influencer, hit me up.
Yeah, because that'd be a glow up from Harry Styles to you.
It's not nice. It's not nice at all. All right, Adam and Allison, Y101, next on the show. There's a TikTok going viral all about why men don't share personal details with each other.
Okay, I'm in. I need to know.
A guy has an explanation for it.
Thank you.
We'll get into that after Kesha, speaking of TikTok. Back to me. Y101, Adam and Allison. If you want to help out with tornado relief and you need to know how, text the word AID, A-I-D, to 601-995-1017. You'll get a list of items that we need to collect and where to drop them off at by the end of the day tomorrow. It is Y101. We are Adam and Allison. Listen to this, Allison. The first is a viral TikTok of a girl talking about an experience she had with two of her male friends.
I genuinely do not understand how men do not know personal facts about the other. I recently got lunch with two guys and they know each other and I know both of them separately. And I said something to the guy and I was like, yeah, and then your fiance. And the other guy was like, congrats, man. I didn't know you were engaged. I didn't know you were engaged. What? He didn't tell you he was going to propose? What?
So that is making the rounds, like, holy crap, why don't guys talk to each other about that type of stuff? You seem like you're in complete agreement with her reaction.
100%.
So now there's a guy responding and trying to explain why men don't share personal details of their own lives with each other. And I think I have the answer.
Okay.
I don't necessarily agree with what this guy says, but we'll go with what he thinks first.
Pop culture loves to portray men as being very simple and shallow, like we'll get together and we'll just talk about sports all day. We'll never get into anything about our personal lives. And I guess women don't realize there's a reason for this. From birth, it was my understanding that the most noble thing you can do as a man is not be a burden on other people. It's not a burden to talk about sports or video games or our Warhammer figures, but it is, in our perception, a burden to talk about our jobs, our relationships, and so on. So the arrangement you wind up with is, because I like you, I'm not going to burden you.
What do you think about that, Allison?
That depresses me so much.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I really do believe men don't get the care for their mental health that you guys all really deserve. Like, you have it harder, I think, when it comes to stuff like that. And hearing that kind of affirms that, and it just makes me feel like you shouldn't feel like a burden. You should tell me that stuff is going on in your life, and your guy friends and your girlfriends should care.
I am not sure I agree with that.
Okay.
Perspective on it, at least from the guy on TikTok. My thing is, I don't typically like to talk about issues I'm having in my own personal life with anybody unless I want advice. And I think that that's a big difference between men and women. I think women like to talk about issues and they just like to have a sounding board and they don't want necessarily any advice. But I cannot tell you how many friendships I've had awkward interactions with, like my friend was a girl and she's complaining about something. And then I offer what I think is, well, why don't you do it like this? And it is just not met with positivity, the suggestions. I think men are like hardwired to come up with solutions to problems. And if I don't necessarily want a solution to a problem that I'm having, I'm not going to bring it up to anybody.
I disagree with you. Just knowing you, I don't think you like talking about your personal life, like as a whole. I think you like talking about your problems with people that you know will agree with you. You like venting to people who you know are going to have, it's not about, you're the same as women. It's the same thing. We go to our girlfriends because we're like, you will never believe what Becky did to me at lunch. Oh my gosh. And then all the girls are like, oh my gosh, Becky, she's so horrible. How could she be like that? You are the same. You go to your friends because somebody makes you mad at the Target line or whatever it is. And you're like, can you believe somebody did this to me? And all your friends and your family or whoever you're telling this, and anytime they don't, you get a kick out of it. Anytime you think that they're going to agree with you, And then they're like the one time your grandma had no sympathy that you were having a hard time at your retail job.
Yeah.
She had no sympathy for you. You were telling everybody because you were like, can you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want people to solve your problems. You want a sounding board just like the rest of us.
Well, no, if I genuinely don't know what to do with one of my problems, but typically I have a pretty good idea on how I think things should be handled, so I don't like to bring it up.
No, you like people to agree with you.
Well, that too, of course.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison, have you ever heard of the phrase pregnancy nose?
No.
Pregnancy nose is apparently a thing. I had no idea what it was.
Okay.
My initial thought was, oh yeah, I've heard that whenever women are pregnant, they're more sensitive to smells. That must be what pregnancy nose is.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that.
It is not that. I will tell you what pregnancy nose is, according to TikTok, in less than 7 minutes on Y101. 847 Y101. It is Adam and Allison. So pregnancy nose, it is not becoming pregnant and then being super sensitive to smells all around you.
Okay.
Apparently, women have noticed that whenever they get pregnant, their nose gets bigger. A la pregnancy nose.
Oh, that makes sense.
I had never heard or thought of that before.
I've never noticed it, but I mean, you do tend to put on weight. I mean, even if you only put on a little weight, and if you put on weight, a lot of people carry weight in their face.
Yeah.
So if your face gets bigger, your nose is probably going to get bigger. I mean, it makes sense.
And also, it would make sense that you wouldn't necessarily notice it, because if somebody's pregnant, there is a much bigger thing that you notice.
Yeah.
Perhaps before the fact that their schnoz has gotten a little bit bigger. But there is a scientific reason for pregnant women's noses getting bigger. Here's the explanation.
During pregnancy, your body makes a lot more blood because it knows you're going to lose some during delivery, and you also have to support another human being. And all this extra blood flow can really cause some swelling. A lot of times it shows up in your face as well because there are really small capillaries all up in your face, and the extra blood flow just makes you really, just really swollen. And after delivery, it might take a little bit of time, but your nose and your face should generally go back to normal.
If you could text us, if you've ever been pregnant, did you notice that your nose got bigger, or is this a relatively new phenomenon that women are noticing?
I think you would know. Like, I mean, you notice, right? Any small change with your body, or is that a woman thing?
I don't know for sure if it's a woman thing, but I don't think that it is. I haven't experienced noticing that.
Oh, see, I noticed any like day-to-day changes, if I'm a little more bloated, or like, why do my arms look fat today, or like all kinds of things, any little noticeable difference, I'll see it in the mirror. So I feel like, of course, you're going to notice if your nose look like, why is my nose look different?
Oh, see, I don't think I would notice. I think because I look at myself every single day, like I see myself every day, so I don't notice like day-to-day changes. Like I've never looked at myself in the mirror like, oh, you look skinny today.
This is blowing my mind. I thought everybody looked in the mirror and like every day you notice, like it's annoying. It's frustrating because every day you're noticing like all the subtle changes, like, oh, I feel better about myself today. I feel worse about myself today.
No, not me.
Wow.
Not me. Oh. I only notice physical changes. Actually, this is a true story. Back towards the beginning of the pandemic, so like halfway through 2020, I started losing weight. I did not notice I was losing weight until I went to put jeans on and they were loose. I had no idea. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are just like fireworks going off in my brain right now. This is insane.
But at no point did I ever look in the mirror and say, oh, I look better, or oh, I look worse today.
Oh, no.
Never noticed. I don't know if that's a dude thing. I don't know if that's just a me thing. I have no idea. But yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, everybody and their mama noticed my pregnancy nose whenever I was pregnant.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So that pregnancy nose is a thing for 7909. Interesting. 601-995-1017 if you want to text us.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.